Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here now with Sport, Darren Frahill. How unlucky were Celtic last night, Darren?
Jackie, desperately unlucky, to be honest with you. This couldn't have gone any closer for them. Out of the Champions League, the run is over, but in really heartbreaking fashion for them. They drew 1-1 away to Bayern Munich. The Germans going through 3-2 over the two legs. The game looked to be heading to extra time with Celtic 1-0 up. But then Bayern equalised in the 94th minute. So they go through to the next round. And Celtic were absolutely brilliant on the night. And if anything, guilty of passing up so many good goal scoring opportunities. Four inside the opening 20 minutes or thereabouts as well. Really should have been up at that stage. But manager Brendan Rodgers disappointed, but he's taking a lot from the run in Europe.
I think your European credibility was always going to be important for us this season. That's my takeaway from this campaign over the 10 games. We learned some valuable lessons along the way. We played some amazing football along the way, and we've taken a club of this size and magnitude, and you know, a club where one of the players is maybe more than our budget to buy players what they might be on in salary. So now we've got to finish the season off strong. Got two titles to go for, get into the Champions League next season, look to build the squad again, and my unswerving plan is to make this a season club at this level where we can go and really hurt big opponents like Bayern Munich.
Yeah, they certainly didn't look out of place last night. AC Milan are out following a 1-1 draw at home to Feyenoord. The Dutch going through 2-1 on aggregate. Bruges and Benfica also through to the last 16. Now, the Republic of Ireland's women's team meet Turkey in the Nations League on Friday. The match live on RTÉ2 television and the player radio commentary on Game on 2FM. A new campaign, a new manager in Carla Ward. But Abby Larkin has been telling Tony O'Donoghue how it will be exciting to get a new boss, but for her and her teammates, the focus on making up for missing out on the Euros to Wales.
Yeah, obviously it's a very disappointing thing, especially for some of the girls that have recently retired. You know, that was definitely, I'd say, one of their goals to try the day before. They did, but yeah, I think all the girls have just tried to move on now. I think it's really good to just focus on what we have coming up now.
But what lessons can we learn from that? I mean, we were probably favourites against Wales. Did that weigh heavily?
I think honestly it was just how the game went. Yeah, it just wasn't our day. I think we tried to put up as best of a fight as we could, but I think they just got that 1% extra that we didn't have.
At a very young age, you've had Vera, Eileen, and now Carla. That's a lot of managers to go through in your international career, as fledgling as it is.
I know, yeah. I think it's really cool how to know different managers. I think, you know, Vera had her ways, Isla obviously had her ways too, so it's good to experience different managers. And now Carla coming in, I think I'm really excited to see what she's like, and I'm excited to get to know her.
And back to Tala on Friday against Turkey.
Yeah, can't wait. I think it'd be amazing being back in our home ground. It feels like ages since we played a game there. Yeah, and I think we're all really excited.
Yeah, Abby Larker there with Tony. A final decision to allow Antrim host their Ulster Championship game against Armagh has been delayed following a meeting last night, but the chances of it appear to be taking place there appear to have moved on a little bit. Antrim due to host the All-Ireland Champions on the 14th of April in the Ulster quarterfinals. Ulster GA officials feel the stadium does not meet health and safety standards, and that's because it has a limited capacity of 4,000. But the Antrim players have voiced their unhappiness and they've threatened to boycott the game if it is moved. And finally, in rugby, the Irish team to face Wales on Saturday will be confirmed tomorrow morning. But skipper Caelan Darris, Tadhg Furlong and Ronan Kelleher will miss out because of injury.